Okay, so AI, it's something that I think is on everyone's minds these days, and I think a lot of us are feeling like a mix of excitement and maybe even some anxiety about what it all means, right? Like,
It'll look great.
what's it going to mean for our jobs? So today we're going to take a deep dive into a really practical guide that we found from XR1 AI Consulting, and they're a firm that's been working with businesses, helping them kind of navigate all this AI disruption and transformation that's going on. So they're really going to help us cut through all the hype and really get down to what AI really means for us, in our careers. We're going to talk about what the actual implications are for jobs and what skills are going to be like, the golden ticket skills in the future. And most importantly, how you can prepare yourself for success, in this rapidly changing landscape.
One of the things that I find most fascinating about this whole AI revolution is how it's sort of creating this seismic shift in the workforce, right? Like, on the one hand, it's displacing jobs, then on the other hand, it's creating all these new ones. It's like this weird paradox, you know?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And I remember reading in the XR1 guide specifically about this job displacement effect. And I was hoping maybe you could just elaborate on that a little bit. Like, can you give us some concrete examples from the guide of the types of jobs that are most likely to be automated?
I mean, you can think about it this way. Any job that involves a lot of repetitive tasks or a lot of heavy data crunching, those are kind of like the prime candidates for automation. The guide specifically mentions like data entry roles, manufacturing and logistics jobs, and then even certain customer service positions.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned customer service because I was just talking about the last time I was on hold with a company and I ended up chatting with a bot. And it just makes you realize how quickly this shift is happening. But let's talk about the flip side, the positive side. What are some of the exciting new opportunities that AI is creating?
That's where it gets really interesting, right? Like, as AI kind of starts to take over some of those more routine tasks, it actually freezes humans up to focus on more of the strategic and creative work. So the guide really highlights the rise of these specialized roles like AI, a machine learning specialist, data analysts, cybersecurity experts, and even a role that I hadn't even heard of before, ethical AI consultants.
Ethical AI consultants. That's really interesting. What do those folks do?
So essentially, they help businesses navigate all the ethical complexities of using AI. So you're thinking like ensuring fairness in algorithms, protecting user privacy, mitigating potential biases, all these things that are really important as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
It sounds like a fascinating field. So we've got this shift happening, right? Some jobs are being automated, some new ones are emerging. But if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, well, how do I thrive in this new world? The XR1 guide really breaks it down into kind of the skills that you're going to need. And it's not just about being like a tech wizard or anything like that. They talk about the importance of both technical skills and what they call soft skills. So let's start with the technical side. What are some of the key technical skills that the guide highlights?
Well, one of the things they really emphasize is data literacy. And this is more than just being able to crunch numbers. It's really about understanding and interpreting data. Being able to extract meaning and insights from data to make informed decisions.
Yeah, that makes sense because data is becoming like the lifeblood of so many industries. And I also remember from the guide, they mentioned programming and coding skills, even if you're not like trying to be a software engineer or anything like that.
Having even just like a basic understanding of how AI systems work, even if you're not building them yourself, can be incredibly valuable because it allows you to communicate more effectively with technical teams and just kind of leverage those AI tools more strategically.
So it's about having that foundational understanding. And then the guide also talks about understanding the fundamentals of AI and machine learning. What does that entail for someone who's not like a hardcore data scientist or anything like that?
I mean, it's really about grasping the core concepts. So the different types of machine learning, the potential applications, but also the limitations of AI. So this foundational knowledge, I think, is really what allows you to have more informed conversations about AI and also to maybe identify potential use cases in your own work and just kind of make more strategic decisions about how to actually leverage these technologies.
And it seems like cloud computing is becoming really crucial for a lot of AI applications as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, the guide explains that a lot of these AI solutions really rely on cloud infrastructure because it provides that scalable computing power that you need to process these massive amounts of data. So having some familiarity with, major cloud platforms like AWS or Azure or Google Cloud can
Okay.
be a real asset.
So even a basic understanding of cloud computing can give you a leg up in this AI-driven world. So we've talked about the technical skills. Now, the guide also emphasizes that soft skills are becoming even more critical
Yeah.
as AI starts to take over those more routine tasks. Why is that?
It's pretty simple. As AI gets more sophisticated, it's really those uniquely human skills that are going to differentiate us in the workplace.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. AI can process information, it can generate reports,
Right.
but it can't empathize with a customer, it can't lead a team through a really complex project, and it definitely can't come up with, a truly innovative marketing campaign or anything like that.
So these human skills, or what the guide refers to as soft skills, they become even more valuable in this AI-powered world. So we're
Exactly.
talking about things like critical thinking, problem-solving, communication, collaboration, emotional intelligence.
Yeah, all those things that allow us to navigate ambiguity, to build relationships, and just to make those sound judgments in a world that's becoming increasingly complex and data-driven.
It sounds like those soft skills are becoming like the bedrock of success in the AI era. Can you unpack some of those key soft skills in a little more detail?
Sure.
Like, what does it actually look like to really excel in these areas?
Well, critical thinking and problem solving, it's all about being able to analyze information, identify patterns, evaluate different options, and make sound decisions even when you're faced with incomplete information or conflicting information.
So it's about being able to think for yourself, not just following a set of rules or instructions.
Exactly.
It seems like in an AI-powered world where things are constantly changing, adaptability is going to be another crucial soft skill.
Oh, absolutely. That ability to learn new things quickly, to embrace change, and just be flexible in the face of uncertainty,
Yeah.
that's going to be essential. And then let's not forget about emotional intelligence.
Now that's one that's often overlooked, I think. But I can see how it becomes even more important as we interact more and more with technology.
Yeah, it's about being able to understand and manage your own emotions, but also the emotions of others. It's about building strong relationships, communicating effectively, and creating a positive and collaborative work environment.
It sounds like emotional intelligence is kind of like the glue that holds everything together in this world where technology is playing such a prominent role.
Right.
Now, the guide also highlights creativity and innovation as essential soft skills in the AI era. Why are those so important?
Well, because AI can assist us with tasks, but it's really human ingenuity that drives the truly groundbreaking advances.
Okay.
It's about thinking outside the box, coming up with new ideas,
Right.
seeing things from a different perspective, and connecting the dots in those unexpected ways.
So even in an AI-powered world, it's still human creativity that sets us apart and allows us to solve problems in new and innovative ways. So knowing these skills are in such high demand, how do we actually go about developing and honing these skills, both the technical and the soft skills?
Right.
How do we make sure we're ready for this new world of work?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Yeah, and the good news is there are more resources available than ever before, I think.
Okay.
The XR1 guide emphasizes a few strategies that I think are particularly helpful.
Yeah, let's unpack those strategies. I think a lot of people listening are probably feeling overwhelmed
Yeah.
and just kind of unsure where to even begin.
Right. Well, the first step, and I think maybe the most crucial one, is to really embrace a mindset of continuous learning.
Okay.
The world of work is evolving so rapidly, and the things we know today could be obsolete tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like we're all back in school again,
Totally.
except the curriculum is constantly changing.
Exactly. The guide encourages us to be proactive learners, constantly seeking out new knowledge and skills. This could involve taking some online courses, attending workshops, reading industry publications, even just having conversations with people who are kind of pushing the boundaries in their field.
Yeah, I like that idea of seeking out those conversations because sometimes you get the best insights from the most unexpected sources.
Absolutely.
But let's say you're someone who's been in the same role for a while
Right.
and you're feeling a little apprehensive about all this AI talk.
Yeah.
Where would you even start with this continuous learning journey?
I would recommend starting by identifying those skills that are most relevant to your current role,
Okay.
and then explore how AI is already impacting those areas. I mean, there are so many online resources out there,
Right.
from introductory courses on just the fundamentals of AI to more specialized training programs in things like data analysis or machine learning.
So it's about tailoring your learning path to your specific needs and interests.
Exactly.
And I imagine a lot of companies are also starting to offer training programs to help their employees kind of adapt to this AI world.
Absolutely. In fact, the guide actually encourages employees to take advantage of any training opportunities that their employers offer.
Okay,
It's a win-win, right? Employees gain valuable skills, companies benefit from having a more adaptable and innovative workforce.
That's like investing in your future, both personally and professionally.
Exactly.
Now, the guide doesn't just talk about acquiring new skills. They also talk about redefining existing roles to make them more AI ready. What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it's about finding ways to integrate AI into our workflows to become more efficient and productive. Think of it as leveraging AI to free up your time so you can focus on more strategic or creative or human-centric tasks.
So instead of AI replacing us, it kind of becomes a tool that empowers us to do our jobs even better, almost like having a superpowered assistant.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you're a marketing professional, for example.
Okay.
Instead of manually analyzing all that customer data, you could use some AI-powered tools to identify trends, personalize campaigns.
Target your audiences more effectively. And this frees you up to focus on more of the creative aspects of marketing, like crafting those compelling narratives and building those brand experiences.
So AI handles the heavy lifting, and you get to focus on the things that require that human ingenuity and
Active.
creativity.
And you can apply that principle across pretty much any industry.
Right.
Like you think about financial analysts using AI to automate some of those data analysis tasks so they can focus on strategic financial planning,
Okay.
or healthcare professionals using AI to analyze medical images so they have more time to connect with patients on a more personal level.
Right. So I'm starting to see a pattern here. It's about using AI to automate the tasks that machines can do better, which frees us up to focus on the things that humans do best.
Exactly. And it brings us back to the importance of those soft skills we were talking about earlier. Communication, collaboration, critical thinking, problem solving. All of these become even more crucial as AI takes over some of those routine tasks. It's almost like AI is pushing us to become more human, more connected, and more focused on the things that truly matter.
I agree. And the guide emphasizes that, these soft skills aren't just these innate talents that you either have or you don't. They can be learned and developed just like any other skill.
Okay, so if you're listening to this and thinking, well, I'm not a naturally creative person, or I'm not good at problem solving, it's not a fixed trait.
Exactly.
It's something you can actively work on and improve.
Absolutely. There are tons of resources out there,
Right.
from books and articles to workshops and online courses, all designed to help you develop these essential soft skills. And I would really encourage everyone to be proactive and seek out those opportunities to actually practice these skills in their daily lives.
So it's not just about reading about these skills, it's about putting them into practice. Can you give us some concrete examples of how we can actually do that?
For critical thinking, for example,
Yeah.
actively listening to your colleagues, seeking out different perspectives, and just being willing to challenge your own assumptions.
Okay.
Those are all great ways to practice critical thinking.
And what about emotional intelligence? How can we become more emotionally intelligent in our day-to-day interactions?
Well, it starts with self-awareness. Paying attention to your own emotions, understanding what triggers them, and learning how to manage them effectively is really crucial. And it also involves being mindful of the emotions of others, being empathetic, and learning to communicate in a way that really builds trust and rapport.
So it's about honing those interpersonal skills, which seems almost counterintuitive in this age of technology. But it makes sense when you think about it. The more we interact with machines, the more valuable those human connections become.
Exactly. And that brings us to another really crucial aspect of thriving in this AI era: agency. It's really easy to feel like we're at the mercy of technology, Like, we're just passengers on this runaway train.
I think a lot of people do feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, what can I do?
Yeah.
AI is just going to take over anyway.
Right. But the guide really emphasizes that we're not just passive recipients of change.
Okay.
We actually have the power to shape the future of work, to define our roles, and to make AI work for us, not the other way around.
So it's about reclaiming that sense of agency,
Yeah.
that feeling that we have control over our own destinies in this AI-powered world.
Exactly.
So what are some concrete steps people can take to do that?
Well, as we've already talked about, staying informed and continuously learning is paramount.
Yeah.
The more you understand about AI, the less intimidating it becomes,
Right.
and the more empowered you feel to kind of navigate all the changes that are coming.
So knowledge is power. It's about demystifying AI and seeing it as a tool that we can use to our advantage.
Exactly. And I would also encourage everyone to be really proactive in their careers. You know, don't just wait for things to happen. Seek out opportunities to learn new skills.
Okay.
Explore how AI can be integrated into your current role. Maybe even consider starting your own side hustle that leverages AI in some way.
So it's about being creative, being entrepreneurial, and not letting fear hold you back.
Exactly.
And I think it's also important to remember that we don't have to do this alone.
Right.
There are so many resources available to help us navigate this AI revolution.
That's a great point. Don't be afraid to reach out to mentors, you know, join professional organizations,
Yeah.
participate in online communities, even just talk to your colleagues
Right.
about how they're adapting to these changes. Collaboration is key.
It's about building a network of support, sharing knowledge, and learning from each other's experiences.
Right. And ultimately, it's about remembering that AI is a tool,
Okay.
and it's up to us to decide how we use it. It can be a force for good, for progress, for
Right.
innovation, but it can also be misused, abused,
Yeah.
and even weaponized.
So we have a responsibility both individually and collectively to ensure that AI is developed and deployed ethically, responsibly, and in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Absolutely.
And I think that starts with each of us kind of taking ownership of our relationship with AI,
Yeah.
understanding its potential,
Right.
and using it to create a better future for ourselves and for the world.
That's a powerful message to leave our listeners with.
Yeah.
It's not about fearing AI or trying to resist it. It's about understanding it, embracing it,
Yeah.
and shaping it into something that works for all of us.
It's about recognizing that we're not just passengers on this journey,
Yeah.
we're the drivers.
Exactly.
And we have the power to steer this technology in the right direction.
You know, it really feels like we're at this incredible inflection point where
Yeah.
we have the opportunity to define how AI shapes our world, you know?
It really does. And throughout this whole deep dive, the XR1 guide has consistently emphasized this idea of continuous learning and development
Right.
as we navigate this whole AI revolution. I think it's worth exploring that a little bit further.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not just about acquiring like a set of skills and then you're done, right?
Right.
It's about cultivating this mindset of lifelong learning, constantly evolving and adapting as the landscape changes.
So it's not just about learning new things. It's about being open to new ideas, to new ways of thinking and doing things, and embracing the fact that change is the only constant, especially in this AI-driven world.
Exactly. And this applies to individuals, but it also applies to organizations as well, right?
Okay.
Like the companies that foster this culture of continuous learning, those are the ones that are going to thrive in this AI era.
Makes sense. So how do we actually create this culture of continuous learning,
Right.
both for ourselves and within our organizations? What
Well,
are some practical steps that we can take?
For individuals, it starts with just recognizing that learning is an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's not something you check off a list.
Okay.
It's about being curious, exploring new areas that you're interested in,
Hmm.
and seeking out opportunities to just expand your knowledge and your skills.
It's about being a lifelong learner, a student of the world, always eager to discover something new. But where do you even begin? It can be
Right.
so overwhelming with so much information out there.
I would suggest starting by identifying like what are your strengths and weaknesses, and
Okay.
then focus on those areas where you can either improve or develop new skills.
Right.
There are so many resources available from online courses and workshops to industry conferences and networking events.
And don't forget about good old-fashioned books and articles.
Yes.
Sometimes the most profound insights come from just disconnecting from the digital world for a little bit,
Yeah.
engaging with a physical book. But let's talk about creating this culture within organizations.
Yeah.
What are some strategies that leaders can implement to encourage their teams to embrace this mindset of continuous learning?
Well, the guide highlights a few key approaches. First, you know, providing access to learning resources is crucial.
Okay.
So this could involve offering training programs, subsidizing online courses, or even creating like a company library with relevant books and publications.
So it's about investing in your employees' development.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be expensive either.
Right.
There are so many free or low-cost learning resources available online.
Absolutely. And beyond just providing the resources, it's about creating a culture where learning is valued and encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So leaders should set an example by being lifelong learners themselves,
okay,
sharing their own experiences and celebrating their team's learning achievements.
It's about creating that psychological safety where people feel comfortable asking questions, making mistakes, learning from their failures.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to encourage experimentation and innovation.
Okay.
Give your team the space to try new things, explore different approaches, and learn from those experiences, whether they succeed or fail.
It's about fostering that growth mindset, that belief that everyone has the potential to learn and grow, and that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone to it.
Absolutely.
And it's also important to remember that continuous learning isn't just about like staying ahead of the curve or, you know, keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
It's about staying engaged, staying curious, staying passionate about what you do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's about finding that joy and discovery, that spark of excitement when you learn something new, when you see the world from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually something that AI can help us with.
How so? I thought AI was all about automation and efficiency.
It is, but it's also about unlocking new possibilities, expanding our knowledge, and connecting us with information and insights that we might never have discovered on our own.
Right.
Think about those personalized learning platforms that use AI to tailor content to your specific learning needs and interests, or AI-powered research tools that can help you sift through mountains of data and find the most relevant information. It's like having a personal research assistant at your fingertips.
Exactly. And as AI continues to evolve, I think we're going to see even more innovative ways to leverage this technology for learning and development.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are some final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that we're living in an extraordinary time, a time of unprecedented technological advancement and societal transformation. And AI is at the heart of it all, right?
Yeah, it's changing the way we work, the way we live, the way we think. And it's up to us to decide how we navigate this new world.
Exactly. It's about embracing the possibilities, staying curious, and never stopping learning. And it's about recognizing that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI, ensuring that it's used for good and that it benefits all of humanity.
It's about approaching AI with a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of critical thinking.
Right.
It's about being informed, being engaged, and being empowered to make a difference.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI and its impact on our lives.
It's been a fascinating exploration, and I hope it's inspired our listeners to embrace all the possibilities of this new era. So to everyone out there, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep shaping the future.